Well, the COVID-19 pandemic is leading some people to deepen their spiritual practice or return to a spiritual practice that they may have put aside. There are, of course, many different ways to do this, but there are common techniques and symbols across many different faiths and spiritual practices. Roland Evans will be discussing some of them in an online talk tomorrow. It's part of a series of talks organized by Interface Boulder. Roland Evans is a psychotherapist, writer, and teacher in Boulder. He joins us now. Roland Evans, what about the connection between COVID and people's need for a spiritual connection, a spiritual practice?
That's a very important and interesting question, because I think as in the West, we've forgotten really that these practices have been around for forever and ever, and that human beings have always taken time to get quiet, to get still at certain periods of time. And this is a time when people feel very anxious, upset, often a bit frantic, and don't know what to do about that. And taking time to just settle and get still. And really the two main practices which come out of all religions across history and across the world are prayer and meditation. And in some sense, they're not that different, because the focus is to have an intentional time to really get still inside and to connect with something which is greater than yourself, something which can give you support, something that can give you some sense of stability. Now, those are the two main practices, if you like, in all religions, prayer and meditation. And as I say, they're distinct, but they are very similar in some ways. Then there are other practices, such as fasting or going on retreat or ritual or ceremony, which is the most common of all practices, which can help us feel a sense of settledness and a feeling of connection with others, but with also, as I say, something greater than yourself. And psychologically as well as spiritually, these are really essential for our well-being, to find that stillness inside.
How can we find that in a situation where we are regulated with good reason? We are told to limit our contact with others, limit our time going to other places, etc.
Well, one of the what I call the supporting practices, of course, is retreat. And this can be a time of retreat for people. Certainly, I have actually made a conscious effort to think of this as a time when I have to be more focused inwards. I have to actually work on myself to get quieter. And retreat has that quality of taking the time intentionally for it to have some sort of meaning and to, if you like, work with that sense of anxiety, that sense of upset, and that sense of restriction that people are feeling, so that you can say, okay, today, maybe today I don't have to do anything. I'm not going to burden myself with, you know, all of the anxieties, the expectations. I'm going to take myself off, you know, media. I'm just going to be quiet. I'm going to take a walk, or I'm just going to watch the clouds, whatever it is, anything that helps you feel settled and retreats inwards, if you like. So particularly taking one day a week, you know, traditionally there's been the Sabbath, you know, and that's a Jewish tradition, but it's also a Christian tradition of taking one day where you don't have to do anything. And I think that can really make a difference to your whole week. Then the rest of the time, yes, you're going to be taken up with your work and all the rest of it. But one day where you don't be burden yourself with expectations and demands to be a certain way or to do certain things.
It's interesting to think, as you said earlier, that these practices are thousands of years old. We are in our current moment. We have a current crisis, but humans dealt with crises over the length of human existence, right?
That's right, exactly. And yes, we turn to each other because we definitely need communal support, which is very difficult at the time. Of course, you know, we're all dependent on Zoom for connection. And a lot of us are craving that physical connection, that sense of the other person's presence being there. But, you know, that isn't available. And somehow, you know, if you use Zoom and you really, in some sense, project yourself through the screen, it can be somewhat close to a personal connection. It isn't the same as being in a presence. But, yes, human beings are incredibly resilient. And even with this crisis, you can see how resilient human beings are and how we're trying to not lose our essential humanity in this time of crisis. And that's why it's so important to keep returning to who we are and feeling, if you like, that inner spark which tells us we are human and that we need to address this. And, of course, prayer, from the, it's always been there. Every human being seems to have that ability to turn inwards and to turn to something greater than themselves and to ask for help, or to just be open to something happening. And that causes us to really settle and not feel so alone.
You mentioned turning to something greater than themselves. So perhaps someone listening does not believe in God in the traditional sense. What would you say to them if they want to pray?
That's a very important question, because I don't know if you know the term SBNR, spiritual but not religious. This is one of the fastest growing groups in the West, in all Western countries. These are people who are not affiliated with any particular religion and often have a very wide different beliefs about things. When it comes to practice and when it actually comes to the essence of religion, beliefs are actually unimportant. What we believe doesn't really matter. What matters is our intentions and our practices, what we actually do. And in that sense, you know, whether you believe in God or whether you don't believe in God, and of course, you know, Buddhists who don't believe in God also pray. They don't seem to have a problem with that. If you go to actually a country like Sri Lanka, you'll see it's a very devotional culture, even though they don't have any concept of God. So the idea of God, and particularly a kind of the idea that somehow in the West, you know, that God is dead, that God is a kind of an anachronistic idea, we don't really need to have that. We need to have that feeling of somehow connection, of connection with ourselves and connection with something greater than ourselves, whatever we call that. And every religion calls it something different.
Roland Evans, thank you for speaking with us this morning.
Thank you.
Roland Evans is a psychotherapist, writer, and teacher in Boulder. His online talk is called Spokes of the Sacred Wheel, Prayer, Meditation, Fasting, Pilgrimage, and Retreat. It happens tomorrow, Friday, at 11:30 a.m. To register, you can go to interfaceboulder.org. That's interfaceboulder.org.